This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today's message is how God will show doubters compassion. And so I consider myself, like most of us, very faithful people, but it doesn't mean sometimes when we are in a tight place or a tough situation that doubt doesn't begin to creep in. And so today's message is to inspire us to release that doubt and to embrace faith more. And so sometimes when I'm reading the scripture, there are so many in the Bible that I hold high that I would never think whatever doubt, and particularly that would be John the Baptist. But I learned just the opposite when I'm reading in Matthew 11:3. Now John the Baptist, the one whose life's purpose is to go before Christ, to lay the path for him, the one who in fact baptizes Christ, but once he is imprisoned, in Matthew 11:3, he begins to question, and John the Baptist even asks in Matthew 11:3, "Are you really the Messiah we've been waiting for, or should we keep looking for someone else?" This is the same John that baptized Christ. But we see in Matthew 11:11 that Christ does not hold it against John. In fact, he tells a crowd, "I assure you, of all who have ever lived, none is greater than John the Baptist." So the scripture today is to empower us around our faith. Matthew 21:21. "Truly I tell you, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to this fig tree, but you can also say to this mountain, go throw yourself in the sea." Tune in tomorrow when we shift gears and talk about the shades of hypocrisy. Share this Be moment as others desire to be inspired. Finally, for more inspiration, visit bemoments.org.